Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech,
get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
Y'all thought you were dragging, didn't you? Wrong answer again. This song is for all the motherfucking chicken head bitches. And we kept the motherfucking names the same, cause we think being a bald head bitch is a goddamn shame. What the fuck is going on in this goddamn world? What are you, bitch? A boy or a girl? I can't tell cause your shit on the sides are gone. You remind me of that monkey looking bitch Grace Jones. Fucked up is how you look to Willie D. I just gotta have a bitch that has more hair than me. Some try to cover up by weaving it through. You ain't fooling nobody, we know you're bald headed too. Bald head ho.
What you see, D? What you see, D?
I see some bald head ho.
What you see, D?
I see some bald head hoes. That should be a crime against bald head hoes. Why they wanna be bald? Nobody knows. Being bald makes a gal look like a beast. Stupid ass hoes, ain't you heard of grease? Hell no, cause if you did, you'd have some up there. Like your pussy, you gotta give it proper care. Every time I look around, I feel a damn disgrace. Motherfucking wig pieces all over the place. It's from them
bald head hoes.
It's just so damn mean. The meanest assholes I ever seen. Ain't got no hair, so they act crude and wanna go and pick a fight with the girls who do. Am I right?
You right.
Hell yeah, I'm right. I've seen this shit night after night. Instead of wearing other people, have your dumb ass bitch. You need to buy some dog mane and grow your own damn shit.
Bald head ho.
What you see, D? What you see, D?
I see some bald head ho. Bald head ho.
What you see, D? What you see, D?
I see some bald head ho.
In this temple in southern India, thousands of devotees are preparing to make a rather unusual offering. Some of them have waited years for this moment, growing their hair before giving it to the gods. It is a sacred ritual for millions of Hindus.
My daughter was really sick. I vowed to donate my hair if she recovered.
Do you know what will happen to your hair?
No, I do not know, but it will be offered to the gods, and that's all that matters to me.
Every Saturday, thousands of pilgrims come to the Dwarka Tirumala temple to be shaved by one of the 95 barbers that work here. The pilgrims leave behind kilos of hair. The temple has turned the pilgrims' offerings into an incredibly lucrative business. Once cut, the hair is collected and then stored by the temple. It is then exported around the world to be used in wigs and hair extensions.
You stupid bitches! The hair that you're wearing comes from a third world country. And you know what's funny? Those idiots that are actually donating their hair over there, they believe they're giving it up as a sacrifice to the gods. In actuality, it's going overseas to be put on some dumb bitch's head at a lengthy price. Some of these things going upwards, I've read on the internet, of thousands of dollars. You're paying thousands of dollars off the fucking... For hair off the fucking scalp of a kid.
Can't, but you can't tell him that though.
Hey, what's up,
you cannot
skinny?
Tell him that. Hey, what's up, Prez?
Hey, Lane. The funny part about this is, I'm losing it. Y'all have to forgive me. But the funny part about this is, these people actually think that their hair is going to God.
Yeah.
Going to the furthest thing from God. It's going to into a fire-breathing, bull-dagger, dragon-breath bitch in Minnesota somewhere. Or fucking Chicago. Or somewhere in the United States, anywhere. You know? Oh, God. And then, of course, what a lot of people who wear weaves don't know is, too, that not only do they have these offerings to the gods, so to speak, for hair, but a lot of these kids are slaves.
Yep.
Hair is actually taken. Any child, any mother, first of all, or father, because, you know, men do this, too, over there, that brings their little child to this thing to have their head scraped with razor blades. And I mind you, I've watched the videos. They do not switch razor blades.
Yeah,
there's nothing sanitary
about the crying on there too.
No, and you can see layers of skin that have been taken off. It's not just, I mean, damn near scalping these.
Yep.
Yeah. All in the name. And they probably said that this is a ritual, but it's all in the name of money, because the people that own these churches, or whatever you want to call them, worshiping place, I don't know what they call them in India, but, you know, the people that own these facilities are taking the hair and selling them, and then you got somebody that's going to make them do a weave, probably another slave, for pennies on the dollar, and then it's going to go into the malls of America, into the different hair salons and different places, and people are going to pay outrageous numbers for this hair. You know what would be funny?
And be proud,
you know,
of it and brag about it, too. That's what
you know what a company ought to fucking do, and this would be a great thing, collect a bunch of bum pubic hair. Just go around the fucking the city. Go on Lower Wacker Drive in Chicago. Go on fucking the busiest streets where there's a lot of bum traffic. Shave their fucking nuts. Collect it and start making hair weaves out of bum pubic hair, and pass it off as high quality, premium hair weaves from the best hair known on the planet. And that's what these stupid idiots need to start wearing. And imagine a lot of these transgender men are getting hair weaves too.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. I think this is
what's
six. There's six or
I got to say,
Alex,
ain't no
those are the only two that call 11111.
Any chance you give me to ever call bitches stupid? Let me just. I love it. I relish in the minutes. That the word stupid bitches are uttered, no matter where, I relish in it. This, I feel good about this, because you know what? I get to say it again. Anytime you see a bitch and her hair is a different ethnicity than the rest of her, that's what that is. That's a stupid bitch. Stupid ass fucking bitches. Oh, I love saying that word. It's so fucking ring. Stupid bitches. Say it all day.
Now, it's one thing if you're getting a wig made because you have cancer. You know, my grandmother had to have a wig made. My daughter actually donated a foot of her hair to people, for cancer wigs. Now, that's something totally different, obviously, we all know.
Yeah, we're talking about scallywag.
What we're talking about is the materialistic disease that plagues the women of America. And Skinny, since you are the connoisseur of this whole topic, I mean, you actually you put out quite an amazing PSA earlier in the week from your office at the what's the name of your company? The headquarters.
AWE.
Everybody
would have Anti Weave Establishment.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes, we can help you. If you're going up against these weave heads who brag and sit there and think that, hey, I'm somebody because I got somebody else's hair in my head now.
I got to say, too, you know what, though, it's all kinds of bitches in these stupid fucking weaves. I've known a good handful of spick bitches who get their extended because they don't want to lie about their stupid hair, but you can tell that they're just stupid, you know, because they're spicks. But a good amount of over, I think it's just stupid. See, I just love saying the word. I'm just saying it again because it makes me feel so good. Stupid bitches. Oh, you know that word actually makes my dick hard saying it. Stupid bitches. I love it.
Well, even like what I was saying to prayers, or earlier in the week when I said, you know what, how everybody gets so riled up about PETA, and when they be making mink coats out of these animals. But you shaving these little kids' heads for hair, and you know these American women, you know you can't tell them that, and no one has no outrage about that, no outrage.
None whatsoever. But
when you say something about it to these bros, man, it's a thing. You're self-hating, which I never get that, because how am I self-hating when I'm talking about your ass? How am I self-hating on myself when I'm talking about your ass?
Exactly the point.
I'm a faggot and all these, you know, shaming tactics that goes back to the feminist ways.
Yep.
You know, they shame you against your logic. And I tell these women, hey, you know, when you put this stuff, it's one thing to put it in every now and then, but when you pretend and live off of it, and you try to tell them, hey, you know, that shit breaks your hair off, it does this, it makes you look crazy. When you put other ethnicities' hair in your head, you can't tell them that. You're hating.
And it also caused them to have sores in their head, and it caused them to develop infections. So, you know, the weave industry, when these people are bringing this hair over here, some of the times the hair is mixed with animal hair.
Right, yeah.
And another thing,
hair is just as much as animal.
Yeah, another thing is that a lot of us have allergies. A lot of the stuff that they are sending over here are not even human hair.
Right.
And these women don't know this. If you look at them, you know, their edges has done gone back from their face, their head, their hairline. You know,
if you're allergic to cats or dogs, that's going to fuck up your skin. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's truly unbelievable. And
truly.
Also chemically treated.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, everything about the weave industry is just horrible.
It's disgusting, man.
Completely horrible.
The clip you
and
played all
for
was
materialistic purposes. It's just wrong. It's just not right. And like I said too, these men, or if that's what you want to call them, lack of testosterone males, they're wearing these things too now. You got these long-haired men that are actually wearing these.
Not just the hair though, Brad. They be putting weaves in their faces. Now you got a weave beard.
Weave beard. You know,
I've seen fuckers do this shit. That's why you see a lot of these fucking punk ass dudes.
You're joking. You're serious.
No, I'm not. No, they put it in the face too, so you can do it in the head and the face.
Yeah,
it doesn't even matter anymore.
Well, and then like the laced fronts, which confuses me, because isn't laced fronts you take part of the scalp and with the hair and you glue it in the scalp. Some of these women are doing that, where they're gluing the hair into their scalp.
And they're putting holes in, they're putting sores in their head.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, and wig anyway.
That's what the lace fronts are.
It's not healthy.
No.
No, it's cancer or something else waiting to happen. And these women don't even care. All they care about is how good they look on Friday night, Saturday night. That's all they give a shit about. Or some of them, how good they look in church. You're going to church. You're sitting at a pew trying to pray to God and do right and do this and do that. But in the meanwhile, you're wearing a slave-labored piece of slave hair in your fucking head. Doesn't make sense.
Wow, it's amazing. Dude, it's
hypocritical.
You're worshiping a white god, but you have a Hindu's fucking scalp hair on your head. That's fantastic.
Yep.
And you know what's so funny? You never go to bed. If you go to bed with a woman, when a woman go to bed with a guy, she don't wake up looking the same way in the morning. Me, myself, I like to look the same.
Yeah.
That's why you don't wake up with them anymore. You kick them right out when you're done. Yeah. I don't want to deal with that. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, this is a future Father of the Year talking here. In the year 2019, he's going to be Father of the Year. Of twins.
That's too damn soon, Prez. You better push that bitch like 2040-something. Jesus.
Yeah, maybe wait till he's in his 40s.
Yeah,
what kills me,
Robert time.
What kills me is how some women go overboard with the shit.
Yeah.
You know, the super wee, but then they also get the fake eyelashes, the tattooed eyebrows and all. But then you get mad when
a lot of them look
like
a
train.
Man trying to be a woman.
And the sad thing
that's
about
how
it
ugly
is a lot of these trainees try to look like them.
Yeah, so really what you got is a whole group of you don't know what you're going to get when you pull down
fake,
the pants.
Fakery. It's all fake now because, dude,
almost
got
to be like Crocodile Dundee and go up there and just grab a handful and pray to God it's not dick.
Just the way these fucking dummies look now, it's amazing. Just like a couple months ago, some bitch tried to talk to me, and her fucking eyebrows were metallic and about 3 or 4 inches long off her face.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like this problem.
Stupid. Just stupid looking. And then
like a character,
and you look
right? Like
it's
a fucking
ridiculous.
Character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking metallic
of a,
silver,
like an X-Files villainous woman or something.
Yeah, bitch had fucking needles coming out of her goddamn eyelashes. It was fucking deplorable.
Yeah. And I just read, too, and this all goes hand in hand. I just read that in England they're going to start it over here in the United States, too. They're going to give children in schools the option to choose what gender they want. Now, they're not giving them the option to choose male and female. They're giving them 25 different options to choose from.
Like in Baskin-Robbins.
You're making your children basically be pretend characters. Basically be whatever they want to be. You know, like, I'm a three-toed sloth now. Or I'm a endangered wolverine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, can you keep changing what you want whenever you want to be a new one? Like this week I'm a turtle, next week I'm a fucking werewolf.
That's who I would be. I would be Shang Tsung. That way I could be whatever I want the next day.
Yeah, but you know, Paris.
A reptile one day, and
Goro, four arms.
You know, parents are choosing that for their babies now. It's called sex selection. You know, if it's not what they want, they throw it away. You know, if it's a boy and they want a girl, if it's a girl and they want a boy, they get rid of the girl. And they keep trying until they get the sex of the child that they want. You know, this is horrible. I mean, really? Because you don't want it, you lay there and had it, made it, and then you don't want it because it's not what you want.
Like every young guy, I'll admit this, I wanted a boy, but when I had a little girl, you know, best thing in the world ever happened to me. So I
That's
mean, people like that are just selfish, you know. They just it's all about, again, just like with these. You go back to these bitches with the weaves. It's all about what that individual wants. It's not about what the cause and effect is. They don't even consider that shit. Like I said, they'll go hit the pew at the church, and then 20 minutes later they're lining up at the buffet. I thought gluttony was one of the 7 deadly sins.
Yeah. It is.
So when I'm at the buffet on Sunday, I'm a fat ass. Get out of my way, church people. Don't eat all the fucking rat meat that's on the buffet at the Chinese restaurant. I want some of those dogs and cats too. Right. But no, you know what I mean. It's just hypocritical. And it's at the expense of these children. And it all ties to religion on the other end, too. You got these Hindu mothers and fathers bringing their kids in by the thousands to have their kids' heads scalped for profit.
Yeah.
Well, for them, it's for the eight-legged blue elephant woman in the sky. Mithra. That floats, too.
Mithra.
I just can't.
You know, it could float. It could really really float. And the best way, if you guys want to, anybody listening wants to be a Hindu, wants to pray to Mithra, the best thing to do is you need a tinfoil box, and you need some type of a candle, you need a picture, and then you need a figurine, and pray to that thing 8 hours a day. For the rest of your life, you've got a sure ticket into heaven. But you have to be a devoted Hindu. And you got to put that dot right in the center of your head, too. Fucking
stop taking the bath, too. You got to be kind of stinky. You got to put the soap and water down.
Well, it's just a matter of, again, using your children at the expense of either money or religion or whatever it is, materialism. And these kids have to say so.
We are doing basically the same thing. We're making sacrifices. We sacrifice our children for something or the other. Like over there in India, they say that they're sacrificing their children's health to the gods. I mean, really? Really?
That's a lame-ass god if he needs hair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just come up with anything, and it don't make no sense at all.
Yeah,
you know what I kind of think about this whole weave thing about, I had posted it, last week. The shit's becoming a drug now. Yeah, I think y'all saw me post this where down in Memphis where this brother owned this weave shop, and he got robbed by two dudes and got killed over the shit. Motherfuckers are killing people over weed now.
That's terrible.
Fake.
I don't know if it's women putting these guys up into it or what it is, but it's becoming the new drug.
Well, some of the best shit doing on a World Star Hip Hop, you know that fucking stupid site. There's always a video of some bitches fighting over weaves or weaves of plants.
Yes.
There's a weave laying it looks like a rat
battle.
On the floor that was run over.
That's the tumbleweed. We have tumbleweeds.
Have you noticed that when they always fight each other and they both have weave on, what's the first thing they try to do?
Pull each other's weave out. It's coming there.
It's another shaming tactic. You pull a person's weave off.
It's like the Amish guy. When we had the Amish
guy, the worst
thing you can do to an Amish man is to shave his beard. And sometimes they tie down members. That's how they punish the Amish guys. They shave their beard off. Why don't they donate Amish? Here's how you solve the whole problem. Donate the Amish beards to the women. Fuck it. Take fucking Heimel's hair and put it on your fucking head, and you'll be fine. It's just ridiculous. The first thing they go for is the hair weave. They want to pull it out. Next thing you know, you got extensions all over the place. Looks like a big ass fucking bird was hit by a truck.
Yeah,
fucking shit everywhere. But it's like you said, people are getting killed over this shit now. It's just like it's becoming a hot commodity. And when did you start, Elaine? When did you first start seeing hair weaves?
Actually, I don't know. It's been a while ago. It's been maybe about 40 years ago, I think. I don't remember.
So it started late 60s, early 70s, probably.
Yeah, I always wear my hair short because it makes me feel better. I don't like putting nobody else's hair on my head. I just want what God needs.
I applaud you for that.
I'm just natural.
I applaud you for that.
Yeah. Real talk, because it looks silly. You could tell when a woman's got fake hair in her head. You know.
I feel like you're insulting my intelligence when you do that.
It's like, what else on you is fake?
I remember when I used to be in high school in the 90s, or, we're all around the same age, but it's like, I remember this one female, man, I kid you not, this female had like a Hershey Kiss on the top of her head one day, the next day she'd come in with a head full of hair, and she'd be walking around like she was the shit. But when she had that little Hershey Kiss tip on her head, she walk with her head down, or she wear a cap or something. And I was like, come to find out, a lot of these females partly do it because they're ashamed of their own selves. And that's a sad thing. So guess what? Let me look like somebody else and put somebody else's hair in my head. That's what I have a problem with.
Yeah. I mean, that is so nasty.
It's nasty.
It's nasty.
And I don't care if you do it every now and then, but some of these women do it a little too excessively. And then they're all on face chat playing with it like it's their hair and shit, and, you know, thinking they're all cute, taking the duck face pictures and hip all out. And that's
I
how
like
you see
the
on
clown
Facebook.
Colored hair. The weave that'd be fucking neon colored and, you know, the ridiculous fucking bright ass pink or red.
Yeah, purple.
Looking like clown hair.
And you know what kills me most? And I'm going to go back to the you know, the single parent ones that do it. And how that, okay, you're getting child support from these men, and then you sitting there buying, you're sitting in the shop for 4 to 8 hours, putting $500 worth of weave in your head, and your kids are walking around looking tacky. Those are the ones I can't stand. And these females walk around with their fake hair and their Gucci purses, and, you know, and but then your kid, and you got a man under child support, breaking his pocket. And those are the ones that I've run into.
I'm sending y'all a link for lace front beards. That's what they're called, lace front beards.
Geez. Damn it, Mike.
This is awful. Yeah. Why is it a thing? Why do we even have lace front beards? That sounds terrible.
That's crazy.
There y'all go. I put it to your Facebook. It's right there. Lace front beards.
See this shit.
Oh, look at this ridiculous idiot in the picture.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Lace front beards. Okay. oh, this link here, it was broke six. I went to it, and it was something else.
Because I got one of my hair. There's some asshole on America's Top Model who fucking debuted the dumb look, and he made it popular, I guess. So this shit started on TV and it spread out. That's a bunch of assholes saw this America's Top Model guy and just, oh, man, that's a good idea. Let's all fucking lace front our fucking faces. Here, I'm shooting another link.
Well, that's even like me and my homeboy was just talking about this at work 2 days ago about Steve Harvey and why he shaved his head. Yeah.
He's always been bald, hasn't he?
He always had that perfect flat top, that perfect hairline.
Yeah, like a helmet.
Yeah.
Too damn perfect.
And I guess what happened was, I'm sure y'all heard it, or maybe you haven't, but I guess he was doing a show somewhere and someone walked out and back and he's like straightening it up like it was a piece. And someone caught him, and then that's when instead of it coming out, he didn't want that to leak out, I guess. So then that's when he came out and said, you know, I'm gonna change my life, or it's time for a change, and that's when he shaved his head. He had a piece.
Had hair like a Lego,
okay,
man.
Yeah, I mean, and it was perfect. I mean, ain't nobody got no perfect hairline the way he did at his age. And it came out, he was doing a show, and all that hair wasn't even his. Because if you look at his older shows, like older stand-up shows, he had like a bald spot. Like his early stand-up days. But yeah.
What the
crazy.
Hell is that thing on Trump's head? People have been trying to identify that animal for years.
Yeah, a little poodle hair.
You would have to
decaying bird.
It almost looks like a mummy hair. You know when they find a mummy and it has that long hair, because you know they say when the body dies, the nails and the hair keep growing. It almost looks like Trump's got some mummy hair sewn in.
I remember years ago when they. I remember years ago when they teased us when he did that little wrestling stint with Vince McMahon. Oh, hair versus hair match. And everybody thought, Donald Trump is going to get his hair shaved. I'm like, bullshit. Yeah, that's a lie. You know, he ain't going to lose his hair. Sure enough, Vince McMahon had to cut his hair.
Yeah, it's fucking riff-raff from the Rocky Horror Picture Show hairpiece.
Right.
Yeah, but I just can't see how
someone could sit 5 hours, 6 hours in a shop, get that shit sold in their head, and then I'm sure y'all saw me arguing with it on Facebook. I was like,
yeah,
I know you can't watch. So it's been going on for a week now. It just finally ceased yesterday, where I was pretty much me against the world of weave heads. And I made a comment about a video, and I can't remember what the comment even was, but somehow weave got brought up and it all hell broke loose. So pretty much I was just giving logic about it, saying, hey, you know what? I know a lot of these weave heads ain't washing their head because they're keeping it in your head 6 months. Oh, I ain't keeping it in 6 months. You know, this and that. You don't know what you're talking about. You're an idiot. I'm like, okay, well, prove me wrong is pretty much all I was asking. They couldn't prove me wrong. The only thing they could do, six, prayers, Elaine, was just call me names and say I'm stupid and whatever. And I'm just saying, hey, you know what? And that turned into, you know, kind of an ethnicity thing. I said, why would, because it was sisters that was hitting me up. It was black women hitting me up. And they were saying, oh, well, white women do it too. And this and I'm like, okay, well, that may be the case. But show me where you know, that more white women do it than this or that. And then number two, if you're going to put weave in your hair, why are you putting Russian, Brazilian, and all these other ethnic groups? And why haven't I ever seen anybody put African hair in their head? No one could answer that. No one wanted to answer that. No one wanted to answer that. So I was going many different angles with it, and I just kept getting called all kind of names, and you know, and of course the other people was thumbing my shit too. You know, thumbs up. You know, mostly guys, because pretty much I'm just saying probably what they don't want to say or are afraid to say. But yeah, I got all kinds of idiots. I don't know what I'm talking about. I even got one that said she was she ran a shop, and I had white women coming in all the time. And I'm like, really? I said, and how long do they keep these weeds in their head? You know, or whatever, like you claim. And every last one of them, I kid you not, every last one of them had weeds. If I went to the profile, they had weeds. Six, they were taking duck face pictures, of course. You know, one had the blonde hair. And I said stuff like that. And, you know, I was just hitting them up with that. They did not like it.
Look at this shit. Six sent me the link. And lace front beards are apparently a thing, and it's terrifying. There's this model. His name is Denzel Wells. He's trying to be America's next top model. And his beard is completely fake. It looks like something you put on in a movie.
Did he
grow a fucking beard?
He's going to grow a disease right where he put that beard in.
He has a what?
He's going to end up growing a disease right where he has
it. He has some type of a rash or something.
Right, a fungus.
Yeah.
He's about to get a fungus in the shape of a ninja mask on half of his face, man. That's super sad.
Yeah. Looking like Melina and shit. Or Katana.
So nowadays, when you see any young man and they have a beard, now you can question it because, you know, a lot of these dudes are fake anyway. They may as well be having fake beards.
Mm-hmm. Of course, now what we're seeing with the men, they're promoting a lot is that fucking spray-on shit. I mean, that's been going on for years, but now they got this shit that, I mean, where it looks like hair. And you can go to a barbershop and they got this spray and you can spray a perfect hairline. Ain't that crazy?
That fucking Ron guy.
There was an NBA player not too long ago that got caught using that shit, right? I remember fucking watching a video on it, and they were just clowning on him. Because the front of his fucking head was leaking.
Yep.
Stupid motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
That's like, you see those ladies with the, they got the butt implants. They got infected.
Your straight cock put in their fucking implants because they got scheme. So these people are stupid.
Someone actually
They end up with infected butts, and oh my god!
Yeah. Did you see the one where the pus was coming out? She was squeezing pus out of it.
Man.
Yeah. It was infected, and they're squeezing pus out of her ass cheek.
I mean, she's lucky she didn't have both of her lower extremities amputated.
If she dies because of it, that's her own fault. Stupid.
Yep.
And then look at the ones that have those, when they don't go to a real doctor, they go to somewhere anybody can tell them that they do the Botox. And what happened, you got some, you know, that they have the silicone. They're injected with silicone in their butts, and their butts, they can't sit down because their butts done turn hot as a rock.
Silicone cocking. That's the one I read. Someone used a straight from a cocking gun.
Yeah.
And the one who did, the lady who did this wasn't even a lady. It was like a tranny posing as a medical doctor. As a female offering it. And then she straight fucking just filled this other poor chick up with fucking cocking liquid.
Too much later, the young guy that was arrested for being a gynecologist, he was 18 years old or whatever.
Free that man. Free that kid, man, because he's smart as shit. That's like a modern-day Doogie Howser, man. That fucker's a hater.
Right.
Free that motherfucker. He's a doctor.
And they're caulking. I mean, they're just ridiculous.
I believe his name was Dr. Love.
It's all in the name of what? Showing out. No, that's the problem with the society we live in. People have the need to want to show out and impress other people. Why even give a fuck? Who cares what anybody else?
I keep hearing a phrase now, man, that these kids are saying a lot. Fake it to make it. It's a whole belief thing, man.
Yeah.
They just put on airs now. It's called putting on airs and faking it to make it.
But, you know, I was reading an article the other day about another thing that, you know, I posted it, about how we get our undergarments from other countries, and a lot of us don't wash our, when we buy them, we don't wash them. So just make sure that if any woman or male buy undergarments, that they wash them before they put them on. Man, this lady put on something, and it took her both of her breasts.
Wow!
From
I can picture that she had like it was rotted, like a gangrene.
Wow!
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. You have to be careful with what you do. You have to wash your underwear. You don't need to wear the lace front wigs because they do the same thing. Or you don't need to wear other people's hair. All this stuff is doing the same thing. Like I said, they're chemically treated.
Yeah. You know what's bad? You know what's even worse? When you make your children do. I've seen videos of women making their young daughters wear weaves.
I've seen a toddler wear on a weave piece like hair. Like, what the fuck? That's a toddler. Disgusting.
Yep. Yeah. On one side of the country, you got toddlers getting scalped. On the other side, you got the kids having these chemically scalped pieces of hair put in their head. So, I mean, it's bad for everybody.
Shit.
But try telling it to these stupid women at the club that want to try to show out breasts. Not only men, but their friends, too. They need to one-up on each other. There's that competition that women and men alike have. Where they gotta one up their friends. Who gives a shit?
Try to show out.
I mean, we go to the club and me and Six or me and Skinny, we pull 15 bitches apiece. And Six doesn't get anything but a tranny. He's not gonna be upset. He's gonna be happy for us. You see, we're gonna feel
bad
for him.
I'm gonna wait y'all by yourselves, and I'm choking them both of you out senseless. Fuck that. That's bullshit. Fucking get a damn tranny. Someone's dying.
But
I'll shoot myself in hell and I'm done.
Women, but these women, they just don't have any common sense. I don't know what's wrong with society, but I see the reason. I mean, I think we did a show about this. I don't know, about 100 episodes ago, but not to this extent. But I see you having these arguments with these women, Skinny, and none of them seem to get it. It doesn't sink into their head. You're spitting logic at them.
Well, they argue with emotion. It's like you can't have a debate with a lot of them, you know, because with certain subjects, because it's like, just like perfect example. Yeah, like you said, every time online, it's just like, and then I even try to drop it, and then another one will come in and argue and name call and shame and, you know, have certain feminist ways in the emotional way, you know, but then say that I'm being an idiot when I'm giving you links and saying, hey, you know, this stuff's bad for your head. It's breaking your hair off. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. Check your girl's hair. You know, I mean, they'll just try to shame you any way they think they can because they're feeling salty and stupid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like you said, you can't debate them without it being an argument.
It's like the best way to beat them is what's that fucking movie? You know, where they go, the only way to win is to not play. That's the only way to do it, man. Don't give any of that shit. Because either way, it's just going to be a bunch of emotional-driven nonsense. You can hit all the logic bombs you want. You can pull out statistics, links all day long in their faces. Mm-hmm. But what they're going to do is repeat the same nonsense in different patterns and have their friends come in and repeat the same nonsense and then insult you while they're repeating. It's bullshit, man. Useless.
Yep.
War games. It's quotes from War Games. It's some War Games shit. You know, only way to win is to not play.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, try telling that to the majority of society, unfortunately. People are just, they get in front of the idiot box and they want to be like their friends. And school is a bad place, too, because all these kids fall for peer pressure. You know, I never had a problem with peer pressure. Looking back, I remember a lot of kids, they probably were under my influence, which, I kind of regret because I probably let some kids down the toilet. But you got to stand on your own. Don't listen to what I have to say. You know, you got to be your own person. That's the problem with these kids and these parents. They're not teaching their kids to stand up for themselves. Speaking of which, Six, how's the mentoring going? You got any more kids signed up to start kicking some ass and not putting up with the bullshit no more?
Yeah, we have a hell of a children's program if folks want to take their kids on. You know, Tyler, as young as fucking 4 years old, learn something at Team Silver, TeamSilverPJJ.com. You know, it's always good to learn because if you don't know how to defend yourself, someone's going to take advantage of you. That's the sad truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we had him on the show a couple weeks ago, Elaine. I think you were in D.C., but that's Six's coach and trainer. And there's a guy over there at the dojo I want to interview. He's I think he's about 500 or 600 pounds, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, just a big dude.
He's a young man too. He's very young, and your coach is actually mentoring him, trying to get him to. Well, he's saving his life. So I want to hear that guy's story, if possible. You know, I want to hear it now. And I want to hear it in your
skinny.
He's in your class, Six.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's working on different things, but he's definitely, you know, getting his life together, which a lot of folks don't even bother doing.
Right,
a lot
right.
of folks will just sit there and just continue to become what they already are instead of trying to change it. You know, it's good to see someone doing something about it actively.
Yeah.
So he's doing pretty good then.
Yeah.
Crazy, yeah.
He has a Facebook page. Folks go to the Team Silver page. It's linked up there, too. You can see his progress. He's killing it, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Like I always tell you, Sergio, I never knew about that guy, man. You find the dude on the street, you say, hey, I just met a world champion jiu-jitsu guy. And turns out he's the real deal. Hey, how the hell does that happen? You know,
that's crazy.
But you're just walking down the street and you run into this guy. And, you know, not only is he helping you and doing things for you, but he's helping other people like this young man. Hopefully we get to interview him soon.
Yeah, it'll be a good show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Other future shows, just keep going to the website, ugsforlife.com. This week we got Emo and D-Dub out of Sacramento, California this Wednesday. The Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, episode 178, I believe, of KYB. Heck of a lineup. Three totally different shows. Scratch's actually working on a mix right now for the Slaughter Hour. Three totally different shows about, different subjects and whatnot. And, you know, comedy, we got news, we got conspiracy, we got music, we got it all. So keep going to ugsforlife.com. And
Shit, other than that, we'll see you guys next week. Is there anything anybody wants to say about these damn weave heads before we get out of here?
I'm going to say next time when you – I know some of you people that are listening to the show watch shows like Maury, ATL Housewives. See how many of them are wearing weave and tell me that I'm lying.
Unbelievable.
When you see me online talking, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Look at the audience in Maury.
Yeah, look at the audience. Look at the guests. But I'm wrong for breaking it up. And they say I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking about. But hey, I'll show you the links. I'll show you where to look. Go to your Walmart. Look around you.
Look at them pulling you to Walmart. There you go. Hey, look who's
everywhere.
Fucking checking you to Walmart. Look at the heads.
Yep.
The truth.
And for the people that was arguing with Skinny, you had an opportunity tonight to call in and to debate this subject matter. But now that you're going to be listening to it tomorrow, I just want to say go fuck yourself. You're a piece of shit for even buying this stuff and even supporting it. And you're also a coward for not calling in. That goes to any of you bitches that's been arguing with Skinny. You know, like, once again, you have some fake people who are afraid of confrontation. They're afraid of factual debating. They're they can't win. That's why they won't call in.
Yeah,
bunch of cowards.
But they'll
bunch
post on their friends because they can, or on Facebook because they can tag their dumb friends and they can join in like a bunch of fucking jackals.
Yeah, that's what they do. They cyber gang. They get together in a crew of their cyber buddies, and it makes them feel good to make fun of you or to degrade Skinny for spitting facts at them. It makes them feel better about themselves. All I got to say to you stupid, ugly bitches, look in the fucking mirror and realize that you're plastic, you're fake, you're not a real woman. A real woman doesn't need hair weaves and all kinds of fake plastic parts or cock in her ass cheeks.
Hilarious.
Fucking horrible. What did she have an operation or she get remodeled? I mean, what the fuck? Got some drywall in her back?
This shit got effective and end up looking like rotten potatoes. It's on YouTube. It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I saw that lady popping that crap out of her. I think that's the one you're talking about.
There's this other bitch, man, who could actually just reposition and you can see the rotted fucking implant. She can kind of jiggle and she can see how it
shakes. Oh, yeah, where she moves it up.
Yeah.
It looks like a football. Yeah, she moves it to one side of her ass cheek to the other. And
cheek. You think it's despicable, man. Fuck.
What happened to when women were actually natural? I mean, that, yeah, I hate to say it. People like that that old bastard in the bathrobe, what's his name, Hef. People like him really fucked up the women's heads in the country, I tell you, because you got all these broads that aspire to be like his models and of course, you know, Sports Illustrated and all these different things. Now it's MTV or whatever reality show you want to be, like Kim Kardashian.
Now they just want to look frumpy and fat and dumpy and don't want to shave and look all gross because of feminism. So now we're leaning to where the girls want to look like men. So that's the cause and effect. Now they're rebelling
the
against
look
that
like
and becoming disgusting.
Girls.
Yeah.
There's
and the men want to look like broad. That's a sad part, man. Tighter pants. Our athletes look like fucking the cheerleaders from back in the day. And they're fucked up.
I don't know about
the
you
athletes
guys,
are dressed like the cheerleaders now. Oh.
Yeah, they do. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I've been in several instances where I'd walk up to somebody and be like, "Excuse me, ma'am," and it would be a sir. Or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I went up to this one woman at Walmart to ask for something, and I said, "Excuse me, sir." And she turned around. She didn't say nothing, you know, but she kind of hesitated a little bit. It's like, well, if you don't want me to call you sir, then at least look like a woman, you know, and vice versa. You know, there's been instances where. You know, excuse me, ma'am, and then you turn around and, "How can I help you?" You know,
well,
like, well,
boy.
the hell's going on? It's not even a lot of the, like, remember back in the day, like, the gay guy, he always had that typical gay, like, hey, my name is Frank.
Yeah.
You know, he had the typical gay voice. Not
my name
got a lot of dudes who don't even have that voice anymore. They got a normal voice. You can't even tell who's fucking
up,
who.
Man. You got some gay
you can't
dude.
Even tell who's fucking who.
They can pretend to be normal now. Are you kidding me?
What a world we live in. What a world.
These fucking animals are evolving. I'm telling you, man. It's like when you watch horror movies and any movie that sets up where the monster's already won, it's like a fucked up world. You hear stories, well, one day these creatures just evolved and they start talking like us and looking like us, and then they started killing us. It's just what's going on, man. They're learning how to be like us. It's scary. Fucking creatures.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. You don't know what's going on with a lot of these people anymore, and, you know, it's confusing to the kids, you know, because
they
have
kids
no
choice
idea.
Be what they want to be. Like you said earlier, Prez, they have 25 choices, so you talk about confusing. You can't even say you're a girl or a boy. You're whatever you want to be now, kid. Ugh.
Yeah. It's quite a drastic turn from only, you know, 10, 15 years ago till now.
Way too big of a change. Because if you think about it, the 80s wasn't that big of a change to the 90s. It's, you know, mentally it was almost the same kinds of attitudes. And all of a sudden the late thousands came and everyone started fucking fagging up. Like, damn,
mm-hmm.
man.
Yeah.
I remember when gay jokes were in mainstream media, in Living Color, SNL, all the sketch shows were just doing gay jokes.
Yeah.
And it was funny. You know, some of the best comedy was dudes pretending to be faggots. Some of the funniest characters on TV were like these fake faggots, and they're like, you know, like stereotypical fags doing fag things. Richard Simmons, the only reason why he's popular was because he was kind of funny looking being a gay guy. That was his whole gimmick, being a funny gay guy in a gay guy sweater or a tank top thing with sparkles on it. That's why he was marketable.
Come on,
all of
guys.
A sudden, that's become normal.
Yeah.
And you can't say anything about it. You notice, people are
you'll
getting
get arrested
killed by the
if you
cops,
do, by the way.
All kinds of things are happening right now, all kinds of injustices. But if you say anything about gay people, boy, they're going to come down on you.
Hey, you saw the video, though, Chris. Nowadays, if you say something offensive, you can be arrested, so.
You can be arrested for saying something offensive.
Pretty soon, you're going to have it, so if you say some anti-gay, you're going to be arrested, too, especially on that principle. It's coming.
You know what's scary, too, guys? You don't know what laws were created yesterday or what laws are going to be created tomorrow.
Yeah.
You don't know what's legal or illegal. You really
That's
don't
right.
anymore.
I had no idea about the free speech law thing until it happened, and I saw a video of some fucking poor asshole getting arrested for saying offensive things in public. That was a sad video, man, and it shit went down already.
No, you can't speak your mind anymore. It's a crime.
That's literally right. Is
a crime.
Now they're taking all your rights away. You don't have the freedom of speech. You don't have the freedom to do nothing. Nothing. And that's just.
And I commend you, Elaine, for actually going to places like D.C. and actually meeting these people. There we go with the echo. Thank you, Blog Talk. But I commend you for actually going out there and speaking with these guys.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on. And, you know, why don't you run for office of some sort, Elaine? You ever thought about that?
<I'm>
no,
not-
right off the bat, no.
That's an easy answer, isn't it?
I'm a sucker. You know, you just don't have that life. I want my life. I want to live, and I want to be able to say anything I want to say without being, you know, considered as being a capitalist. This is the type of world that we're living in now. You know, this is a communist. We live in a communist world right now. Well, you don't have the right to say shit.
Fake democracy.
Yeah, you can't do nothing. You got to be on your P's and Q's all the time. Oh, no, 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 no. And getting back to that homosexual stuff, I don't even post nothing about those people.
You can't.
Those people, that's great.
Yep.
Thank you for saying that. Please, finally, someone else.
Exactly.
those people. Ugh.
I mean,
oh,
really,
man.
They're going to take, they've taken everything away from us. They're in control of everything because the highest head is one of them.
Well, the fucking
the
sodomites.
The lowest head is one of them. The Pope
yeah.
is one of them.
Oh,
no,
man,
yeah,
the Pope is a big faggot.
People.
Wasn't the, one of the first things the Pope did when he got into power is that he went to a prison and was kissing inmates' feet? Like, what are you doing, sir? You're kissing, you're bathing and kissing their feet. Fucking, that dude's a faggot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't kiss another man's feet. Or I think the video I saw was he was at a juvenile, so they, these were juvenile detention center.
Oh, you
these were
young.
Underage men. And then, let's not forget the age of consent over there is 13 or maybe 11.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's,
and the bash house on the grounds over there.
You know, now, I mean, it's so bad over there. The tourists go over there and tear these little boys' butt up. Now the prime minister over there is saying that they can consent to sex at 9 years old. Are you kidding me? What in the hell do a 9-year old?
Oh, Jesus.
What? I mean, really?
That's disgusting.
At
nine years
old? Little boys, yeah, little children. And you know what? And the thing is that these are touristers that's going over there taking advantage of these kids that lives in the street.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these are, what do you call them, people that go that go over there. What do you call these people that's...
scumbags?
Pedophiles?
Well, yeah, we
pedophiles.
Know they're pedophiles. But we have an 18-year-old boy. He's, what do you call them, missionaries.
Oh, yeah. Mormons and the missionaries. And.
I mean, really? Really? You know what? If we don't get up off of our butts and start making some noise, we're done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're done. We need to start making some big noise. You know, we know tomorrow's going to
oh,
be
yeah,
too late.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine, he was telling me about the government having the money. I says, well, we got to uprise. And he says, they'll shoot us all dead.
Well,
he's right.
You know what? They can't kill
it's
us all
at
time.
Huh?
Not at one time. Somebody got to do something. Because this world is in turmoil. And right
mm-hmm.
now, today, we don't know if we're coming or going. You know, we're not citizens anymore. They don't treat us like we're citizens. I mean, really?
No.
They will shoot
you
your
guys,
ass so fast and scrape your ass off the ground, and they know they ain't going to get no time.
I noticed, you know, obviously from seeing my parents and other people, family and friends, the elderly are really, really, especially the poor elderly, they're really getting fucked with. I mean,
yeah, and that's talking about
most,
killing them.
Yeah, in their most desperate hours, you know, like luckily my dad got assistance, but they were wanting to charge him for this particular injection $8,000 a month, and they know you can't afford that.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
no.
Now they have this thing prayers about the euthanasiums, the elderly people. I think Colorado or somewhere just passed a bill and say it's okay to kill the elderly. You don't do that shit here. That shit is done in Turkey. In Turkey.
And you know what? You know why I believe it? Because it's happening. You see it all the time.
It is happening. Social
Your
Security.
Local CVS is nothing more than the OxyContin trap house.
Right.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Norco trap house. That's all it is. And really... people are overdosing on prescription drugs almost as high rate as people having heart attacks anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
but you know what?
One of the number one killers for sure.
That's what they're out to do. You know, that again, one state passed the bill, Indiana, I'm sorry, it wasn't Colorado, it was Indiana passed that bill about death and dying, killing elderly people. You're killing the babies. You need to play that shit some more. You're killing the old people. The only fucking people that's going to be here is the homosexuals and the gays.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the you're going to have three people. You're going to have the homosexuals, you're going to have the gays, and then you're going to have the bloodlines. You're going to have the people that want to continue without the rest of us, the 500 million, so to speak.
So they have their selection. They can do what the fuck they want to do.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and they're using these confused transgendered, these confused sexually morons to get the job done. Along with other things, they're using, of course, diseases, chemicals, vaccinations. The eugenics, the modern-day eugenics is making a man think he's a woman and making a woman think she's a man.
Yeah, they're putting it in that Similac.
It's fake. It's silicone.
And then look how they're normalizing it, though. They're making a normal fucking Campbell's soup. They're depicting families of two fags and a kid like it's normal and the thing to do.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, what did you think of? When you thought of Campbell's soup and you saw a commercial, what did you think of? First image that popped in your head, mommy. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, mommy makes great soup with grilled cheese. Yes. Yes, now they want you to think of, you know, my two moms or my two dads.
Yeah.
They totally confuse the kid because, like we said, it's fake it to make it. We live in a fake society. And on that note, this is Poison Clan Flogged in 1990 because it's relevant today. We're out of this, bitch. I want to thank my co-host Skinny and Elaine and Six. Thank you guys for coming through. Hell of a show.
Thanks,
we got to put another whole group of people on blast, and that's these stupid fake hair weave bitches. Fuck you. We'll see you guys next week. UGSforLife.com. We're out of here.
I guess you know this. Flogging, camouflaging the fact that you're faking about this and that. And if you ever think of or decide to, believe me, you wish you never tried to. Because people will eventually find out. They'll tell them what I'm really talking about. Niggas be phony, faking for a rony. Just playing they self like a Sony. They get it deeper that they ain't even on. But still in awe, it's being worn. To impress the girl they with. That and lots of other crazy shit. And that's the nigga all the hoes start dodging. Once they find out he was slodging. Frank, Frank. When that metal detector goes off, I be trippin'. Cause the shit is true. Those wannabe fly hoes, they flogging too. Cause most of the stuff that they're receiving is 10 karat gold and not even that. But yet, they still wanna flaunt it. When them hoes shouldn't even want it. Us, the Poison Clan, will be dodging any hoes that flogging. Frank, Frank. Everybody start dying.